Food packaging is perhaps an under-acknowledged key player in keeping fresh fruits and veggies fresh for and safe to eat for a long time. It's really an area of research that we haven't done a lot of here yet, but I think it's something we're really keen to get more involved in. And when I found out about this project, I was quite excited, just that all the different options that you can work with at such a wide range of fruit and veggies. You're not sort of specialising in certain little crops, but you can sort of look at the whole gamut and get a big picture of the wider fresh produce industry.
Is it interesting to actually see much wider a field, if you like, than, you know, perhaps what we're doing, what you see in an Australian supermarket or shops and markets and things like that, to get a more worldwide perspective? Does it open things up a bit?
Look, absolutely. You know, it's packaging changes around the world. They have different products for different people who have different needs and, you know, different desires in terms of fresh fruit and veggies. We can see overseas trends coming here to Australia, and that's also quite exciting to see those trends happening, and you know, packaging's a big part of that. Things like fresh cut fruits, for example, where in Europe you might be going to go on a long train journey, and you want something that's nice and easy to eat, but something that's very healthy, and something like a fresh cut fruit is a really good option for that kind of trip instead of, say, a chocolate bar or a bag of chips. And packaging has a big role to play in making sure that your fruit salad doesn't look, you know, pretty ordinary after about 5 minutes.
That's actually an interesting thought, because I guess you have a balancing point in a lot of packaging to say you need to make a product look as attractive as possible, as fresh as possible, but you also need to have a packaging that keeps it as fresh as possible for as long as possible. Is there any sort of compromise in that?
Absolutely. The best packaging can do both, but no, unfortunately there is a compromise between, you know, what looks the best and what actually will stay the best for the longest, but parts of the innovation in new packaging is products that do both.
So how far afield have you been looking in your research?
Unfortunately, so far I've been fairly restricted to sort of local operations, but we are trying to work with major players from around the world. We're working with companies in Spain and Luxembourg and in the United States at their innovative packaging options. They're very keen to look at the Australian market because it is such a diverse, such a broad, interesting market. Very few other places in the world just grow the range of crops and have those sorts of options just in the supermarkets that we do. So I think that's a pretty exciting part of my job.
I would think pretty challenging too, because you just mentioned, you know, there's this huge range of products and they would require very, very different treatments. I could imagine that, you know, sort of berry fruits would be different from some of your hard skin fruits.
Oh, absolutely. Just, you know, just the storage temperatures, for example, you know, you put a tropical fruit below about 12 degrees, you'll have chilling injury. If you put, you know, a strawberry at 12 degrees, it should go off in no time. So there's an interesting compromise there. And as you say, just one of the exciting parts of the jobs is just look at the difference between different fruits, different veggies, and what's going to work for them.
In terms of new technologies and advances that we have, you know, you certainly see things going ahead in leaps and bounds. How much does that contribute to the research you're doing?
Look, I'm, you know, really interested in that. As you say, that things are happening all the time. We're looking at new packaging that can change the gas composition within the package environment that can massively increase shelf life. A lot of that work's come from overseas, but it's increasingly being applied here, and I find that particularly interesting. Yep.
I'm curious too, Matt, a lot of consumers are concerned about disposing of packaging these days and at being as environmentally friendly as possible, and I guess that comes into your equation as well.
It does. There are lots of different steps being made. Plastic recycling systems are getting better all the time. Products are being made out of one type of plastic, which massively increases the recyclability of those products. We're looking at different biodegradable products. Out of the US are coming edible packaging products, edible plastics, for example, whether you might want to eat the plastic because you're not sure where it's been, of course. Could be an issue, but that's exciting too. And just all sorts of plastics made from renewable materials. A lot of plastics do come from oil-based, but things that come from things like potato starch, corn starch and so on are increasingly being used right around the world.
It's a fascinating field to be in. I guess, ideally, when you look towards the end point, if there is one, what's the most desirable end point for you?
I'd like to see a greater range of products we see overseas here in Australia. I think there's lots of scope to look at the best things around the world and bring them here. And that's what's really exciting about being part of a project like mine, that we are working with very major players like Woolworths and got their support networks, for example, and their major suppliers, and just being able to optimise packaging for such a wide range of products is really one of the highlights of my job.